Let me continue now to read on. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law but under grace. Verse 14. And that simply means this. The law was given to control your old nature and was never given for the new nature. The new nature is to be yielded to Christ, and it's to be presented to Him. The living Christ today, and this is the glorious, wonderful thing that a child of God can do. You can yield yourself unto God. You can present yourself unto Him. Now he goes on to say, what then? Are we to sin? Or shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Now let me give you my translation here, because I think it'll be a little helpful to us. What then? Are we to sin because we're not under law, but under grace? Or should we commit an act of sin? For ye are no more under law, but under grace. Away with the thought. Perish the thought. Now the form of the question is put differently here, and it was back in verse 1. Paul has demonstrated in the past 14 verses that God's method of sanctification is on the same basis as justification by faith. That is, it's by faith. Faith that God can do it. You and I can't do it. If you and I learn we can't live the Christian life, then we've learned a great lesson. Then we're prepared to let Him live it through us. Now the question here is whether there should be an assist given to grace to accomplish its high and holy end. In other words, there ought to be some law, some rules or regulations given, and that's what the natural man thinks. Well, my, aren't there some rules and regulations as a result of why we have had them in the course of the church's history? We've had all kinds of groups that have come up with rules for living the Christian life. There were the Puritans, wonderful group of people, and we owe a great deal to them. They had their strict Sabbath observance. That was an obsession with them. They called Sunday the Sabbath day, which it's not, but they were under law. And my, they were strict on that day. Then we have a carryover of that. We have a great many people that put down certain rules. And I think some of our fundamental people have made not 10 commandments, but about 20 new commandments for the believer. And if they don't do certain things and they do other things, well, it's wonderful. They're living the Christian life. And this is the reason, friends, that I oppose all of these courses that think that you can become a wonderful Christian by just taking some of these short courses. And that's not the way that you're to do it. We have a girl that took a course, and oh, she was enthusiastic. But you ought to see her today. She's in depression. Why? Because she tried to do it by rules and not let Christ do it. Now, may I say a Christian life is not that at all of following these rules. You can follow rules and regulations and still not be living the Christian life. And somebody says, well, then what is the Christian life? The Christian life is to be obedient unto Christ. It means communication with Christ. My friend, do you love Him? That's the important thing. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I think he would say, you don't love me, forget it. Now we have seen in this section something that's very important. Identification with Christ is positional sanctification. That's the basis of it. But obedience to Christ is the experience of sanctification, and that's practical sanctification. And it's just as simple as that, my friend. It's not what you're doing, but it's where you're walking today. It's not how you walk, but where you're walking. Are you walking in the light? Are you walking in fellowship with Christ? Well, sin will break it, of course, and when it breaks it, we're to confess our sins. But the Lord Jesus said to Peter, yonder in the upper room, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. That is, you don't have fellowship with me. And we must confess our sins as we go along if we're to have fellowship with Him. My friend, the most important thing for you and for me is to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and to obey Him. That's the thing. Now, Paul's going to develop that. By the way, I ought to pass this on to you. It was Dr. Vinson who once said to Godet, He said, there is a subtle poison which insinuates itself into the heart, even of the best Christian. It is the temptation to say, let us sin, not that grace may abound, but because it does abound. That's the end of quotation. You see, there are a great many today and a great many Christians, too, who say, I'm saved by grace and I can do as I please. My friend, if you've been saved by grace, you can't do what you please, as we're going to see in the 8th chapter of Romans. But Paul in Galatians, he makes it very clear there are three ways which you can live. And I would say all people are living by one of these today. You can live by law, you can live by license, or you can live by liberty. Now, to live by law, well, everyone puts down some principle which they live. I read of a movie star that said his whole life was given to sex. That's his law. He lives by it. And I don't care who you are. If you're living by law, you're living by the old nature. And I don't care how much of the law you put in. Then there's the other extreme, and that's what Paul is guarding against here, and that's license. If you're a child of God, you can't do as you please. You have to do as Christ pleases. You must be obedient unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to present ourselves unto Him. Now, this is very practical, and it's lots more practical than a great many Christians seem to realize.